Hi, Taylor. You look tired. Do you need a break?
I can't take one, James. I'm too busy.
What are you working on?
I'm looking for a new secretary for the station, but no one wants the job.
Really? A secretary's job is so easy. They just answer the phone.
They do that and a lot more.
So what else do secretaries do?
Well, they write letters and emails. They make schedules. They take notes in meetings.
Those things aren't hard. Maybe I can be a secretary.
They also prepare reports. And sometimes they miss lunch or work late.
So no one wants the job. I'm not surprised.
A secretary's job is not easy. Secretaries do a lot of things in an office. They help their bosses. They have to answer the telephone. They take messages and write letters and emails. They also make schedules and much more. Sometimes secretaries have to go to meetings. Before the meeting, they prepare reports. At the meeting, they take notes. Every office needs a good secretary.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Let's Talk in English. It's so good to see you. My name is Peter.
Hi, friends. Happy May. My name's Pauline, and I'm glad to get to chat with you today. Today, we're talking about occupations.
And today's title is A Secretary's Job.
There are a lot of jobs in the world. Last month, we talked about a flight attendant's job. And now today, we'll learn about a secretary's job.
Well, secretaries do a lot of work, and they have to be very organized. Everything works better in an office when the secretary is good at their job. Would you like to be a secretary, Pauline?
Ooh, I don't think so. I'm not very organized, and I don't like working on computers. Secretaries do a lot of work on computers.
Ooh, good point. It's important to think about these things before you choose your job or career.
The word career and occupation both mean job. If you want to ask someone what their job is, you can ask, "What do you do?" or "What do you do for a living?"
Pauline, what does your brother do?
Oh, he's a dancer.
Oh, okay. That's an interesting job.
What does your brother do for a living?
My brother is a lawyer.
Oh, nice. Well, asking about a person's job is a nice way to get to know someone, so I'm glad we can practice that.
But now we're going to learn about one specific job, a secretary's job.
Secretary is a key word today, which reminds me it's time to learn our key words with Christina. Let's go to her now.
Hello, Taylor 要为公司找一位新秘书。名词 secretary 就是秘书。Taylor is looking for a new secretary. 做秘书的要帮忙接电话。接听电话的动词要用 answer。你可以帮我接一下电话吗？ Can you answer it for me? 电话就是 telephone. They don't just answer the telephone. 他们的工作不只是接电话。他们还要帮老板写信。They also write letters. 名词 letter 就是信。秘书也需要参加很多会议。They go to meetings. 名词 meeting 就是会议。开会之前常常还需要准备开会用的报告。They need to prepare reports. 名词报告就是 report.
Hi, Taylor. You look tired.Do you need a break?
I can't take one, James. I'm too busy.
What are you working on?
I'm looking for a new secretary for the station, but no one wants the job.
Really? A secretary's job is so easy. They just answer the phone.
They do that and a lot more.
You look tired. You look sick. You look pale.
I do, but I feel fine.
Oh, no, not you, Pauline. I'm just practicing the sentence pattern James uses.
Oh, right. James says, "Hi, Taylor. You look tired." We do use this sentence pattern a lot. We say something we notice about a person and then usually add a question.
Right. Like, you look upset. Are you okay?
Or, as James says, you look tired. Do you need a break?
Oh, another great sentence pattern. Do you need some help practicing it, friends? Well then, let's go to Rebecca.
Hey everyone, it's the beginning of a new month, the month of May. It's time to learn something new and use it. If you want to ask someone if they need something, you can use today's use it tip. For example, you could ask, "Do you need some help?" Or you could ask, "Do you need a pencil?" Friends, this is very useful for English students. So, don't forget to use it.
Thanks, Rebecca. Well, hey, Pauline, do you need a break?
Peter, it's not time for a break yet. We just got started.
Pauline, I'm just using James's sentence, remember? James asks if Taylor needs a break.
Oh, right, but she can't take one.
Well, Pauline, will you explain why Taylor can't take a break?
I'm too busy.
What? Pauline, the only thing we're doing right now is teaching. Just tell us why Taylor can't take a break.
I'm too busy.
Fine. Friends, I'll explain. Taylor says, "I can't take a break right now because, oh, I'm too busy."
Yes, and that's today's
calendar phrase.
I'm too busy.
I'm too busy. 我太忙了。
Can I talk to you?
No, I'm too busy.
Can I ask a question?
No, I'm too busy.
Do you have free time?
No, I'm too busy.
Too bad. I'm going out for ice cream.
Really?Well, I'm not that busy.
Let's go.
Let's go. I love ice.
I'm too busy.
I'm too busy. 我太忙了。
So why is Taylor so busy? What is she working on?
She's looking for a new secretary, but no one wants the job.
This surprises James. He says a secretary's job is easy. They just answer the phone.
Wow, James really doesn't pay very much attention to things. Of course secretaries do answer the phone, but they do that and a lot more. Christina, can you explain more?
James 觉得当秘书很简单，只要接接电话就好了。但是 Taylor 说 they do that and a lot more.他们除了接电话之外还做很多其他的事。我觉得句尾用的 and a lot more 是很好用的表达方式。比如我问你，你去了北京，有没有吃北京烤鸭？你回答 I ate that and a lot more， 表示我除了吃烤鸭还吃了很多其他的东西。或者我去参观了故宫博物院，除了看到翠玉白菜还看到很多其他的东西。I saw that and a lot more. 这个说法在生活中很实用哦。
Thanks, Christina. We'll talk more later about other things secretaries do. But first, let's talk about answering the phone. When I'm learning a new language, I feel nervous answering the phone.
Oh, me too. But it's an important language skill. And the more you practice...the easier it is.
Let's practice now. I'll be the secretary.
Hello, LTE Studios. This is Pauline. How can I help you?
Hey, very nice. Friends, maybe you can try practicing that at home. Well, right now we need to take a short break, and we'll be back right after this. Oh, I think the phone.
Let's talk in English.
Welcome back, friends. Today we're talking about a secretary's job. One thing they do is answer phones. So let's practice. Peter, let's say you work at the Jungle Cafe. Ring, ring, ring.
Oh, I'm not ready. Okay. Hello? Hello? Hi, this is the Jungle Cafe. I'm Peter. How can I help you?
Great. Hey, Peter, maybe you should apply to be the new secretary.
Me? Oh, no. No, no, thank you.
All right, fine. We'll just go on to our next conversation then.
So, what else do secretaries do?
Well, they write letters and emails. They make schedules. They take notes in meetings.
Those things aren't hard. Maybe I can be a secretary.
They also prepare reports. And sometimes they miss lunch or work late.
Oh, so no one wants the job. I'm not surprised.
All right, so what else do secretaries do, Pauline? And don't tell me you're too busy to answer.
Okay, secretaries make schedules and they take notes in meetings.
I think making schedules is difficult. Secretaries have to help everyone in the office to know where to go and when to be there.
Right. It's hard just to remember your own schedule every day, but the secretary makes schedules for everyone.
Yes. If I can't remember when a meeting is, I will go ask a secretary. Or if I need to take a day off from work, I will tell the secretary. Then they won't schedule me in their meetings on that day.
What are meetings, Peter?
Oh, a meeting is when two or more people come together to talk about something, especially at the office. You might have a meeting with your boss to talk about how you're doing at your job.
Right, or you might have a meeting with your coworkers to talk about ideas for a project.
Meetings happen a lot in the office. And the secretary makes sure that everyone knows which meetings to go to and when to go to them.
Secretaries also write letters and emails. Hey, Christina, would you like to explain this part for us?
Taylor 向 James 介绍很多秘书必须做的事，比如 they write letters and emails. 请你看一次这个句子 they write letters and emails.有没有注意到名词 letters 和 emails 都是用复数，只要是可数名词一定要用复数，这是我们常常会忽略的，因为秘书的工作就是包括写信和写 email， 所以数量一定不只是一封信或者是一封 mail， 一定是复数，所以接下来 Taylor 所介绍的秘书工作都用了复数。 They make schedules. They take notes in the meetings.如果是工作卖电影票，一定要说 I sell movie tickets. 你喜欢吃苹果的话，要说 I like apples. 都是用复数名词。
Thanks, Christina. It's true. Secretaries write many letters and many emails every day.
I think secretaries need to be good at multitasking.
What does that mean, Pauline?
To multitask means to do more than one thing at the same time. A secretary writes emails, answers people's questions at work, makes schedules, and answers the phone at the same time.
That does sound like a lot of work to me, but James still doesn't agree. He says, those aren't hard things.
James even says maybe he should be the secretary, but
I don't think that's a good idea.
Well, why not?
Well, I really like James. He's very good at his job. But I don't think he's very organized. Sometimes he's late for things or forgets stuff. I don't think he would be a good secretary.
Good point. Well, Taylor keeps trying to explain to James how hard a secretary's job really is.
Right. Secretaries also prepare reports, and they have so much to do that sometimes they miss lunch or work late.
Well, and that's when James finally understands why no one wants this job. It is really hard.
Well, I do hope we get a new secretary here, and now maybe James will be extra nice to the secretary. Now he knows that secretaries don't just answer phones all day.
Well, friends, now it's time to review. So let's take a look at those keywords.
Here's your first keyword for today. Secretary. Secretary. Jane works as a secretary.
Answer. Answer. Please answer the question.
Telephone. Telephone. The telephone is ringing.
Letter. Letter. I'm writing a letter to my mother.
Meeting. Meeting. Tim has a meeting on Friday.
Report. Report. Bella gave the report to her boss. Okay, friends, keep on practicing those keywords at home. And now let's take a look back at our lesson one more time.
Hi, Taylor. You look tired. Do you need a break?
I can't take one, James. I'm too busy.
What are you working on?
I'm looking for a new secretary for the station, but no one wants the job.
Really? A secretary's job is so easy. They just answer the phone.
They do that and a lot more.
So what else do secretaries do?
Well, they write letters and emails. They make schedules. They take notes in meetings.
Those things aren't hard. Maybe I can be a secretary.
They also prepare reports. And sometimes they miss lunch or work late.
Oh, so no one wants the job. I'm not surprised. Hello, Ginger.
Hello, boss.
Boss?
Yes, I am Ginger, your new secretary.
You're my new secretary?
Yes, and secretaries help their bosses. So, how can I help you?
Well, you can answer the phone.
That's easy. What else?
You can take messages and write letters and emails.
No problem. What else?
You can make schedules and go to meetings.
Okay. Anything else?
You can prepare reports for meetings and take notes.
Oh, secretaries do a lot of things.
Yes. A secretary's job is not easy.
But every office needs one. A good one like me.
Oh, hi, everyone. Welcome to Jack's File. This is Jack. I'm just answering some emails. I get a lot of emails every day. Writing answers to emails takes a long time. I wish I had someone to help me answer it. Maybe I need a secretary.
Secretaries usually work in offices. They keep the office running smoothly.
They answer the phone. They answer emails. They sort mail that comes from the post office. They also organize meetings and make sure people in the office know about them. Managing an office is one of the most important things a secretary does. He or she needs to be able to write good letters with good grammar and spelling. He or she needs to be able to think quickly and know many details about the office too. A secretary must have good computer skills. He or she must know how to use several different computer programs and put information into them. A secretary must be careful with details. Answering phone calls is also an important skill. He or she should have a nice voice and be friendly on the phone. A secretary answers common questions about a business. He or she also takes messages for other people in the office. A secretary is busy all the time. A good secretary is a very important person in an office. There, I answered all my emails. Now I need to make some phone calls. Secretaries make phone calls too. It would be nice to have someone write emails for me and make phone calls. He or she could make sure I'm on time to meetings too. That would be nice. But I guess I'll just have to do them myself. I don't have money to hire a secretary. And that's all for today. I'll see you next time on Jack's File.
Well, friends, do you know any secretaries? Do they like their job?
Well, I know some, and they're very good at their job. They feel like they help people, and that's why they enjoy their job.
That's great. Secretaries really do help an office just work better. I don't know what we'd do without a secretary.
Well, friends, make sure to come back tomorrow, and we'll continue talking right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.